Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we hear a tale of records and parent-child bonding.
Cool. Something similar happens in my family when my kids lock me in my basement.
Oh, so they don't have to hear your music?
No, so they don't have to hear me talking.
Okay, Patrick, so we mentioned yesterday that if people want to tell us about new music they've been listening to, all they need to do is, you know, just hit up the email, what have you. There's other ways, Twitter and so on.
Yep.
Connect with us. And so for today's episode, we're going to do a couple of fan mail submissions, and one of them relates to that, new music from April.
Cool. Like,
this particular person
perfect
sent it in before we even did the episodes, right? So
yeah.
Now they're anticipating our moves. I don't know if that's good or not.
Well, before too long, there'll be a bloodless coup, and neither of you and I will be here. So.
I am worried about what we've created here.
Yeah, it's going to be Scott Parks and Justin Siner, the coup from Indiana.
So we'll get to that in a minute. We have another email we want to read first. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Let's get to this one. So this is from William Clay Cochran of Crystal Lake, Illinois. Mm-hmm. He emailed us about Record Store Day. So we did the whole week of episodes on people telling us what they bought on Record Store Day, right? Mm-hmm. And people seem to really like those episodes. Those went over very well. Really, we could just do a whole show on what records did you
we
buy.
We could, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
that's a show. But anyway, the email here I think is really great here from William. So I'm going to read this here. He says he's on the train listening to the podcast, as I do every day, he writes, "Hope this email finds you guys in good spirits. This year's Record Store Day was a special one for me. It was my first, and also the first for my teenage son."
Oh, sweet.
"You always remember your first," he says. "I don't think it will be his last. In the last year, my son has gotten the fever, and the only cure is more records."
Nice, more vinyl.
"He had been talking about Record Store Day for months and was very excited. So excited that the kid who normally cannot be roused from sleep by any means was the one raising me up early on Saturday morning. Unfortunately, my neighbors had been over the night before to enjoy a taste of bourbon." So he's referring to himself there, not
his
son.
That's right. Yeah. It's always dangerous when teenagers wake up early.
Yeah, that's right. He goes on, "Up and dressed, we headed to Siren Records in nearby McHenry, Illinois for the festivities. Bill and his wife have created a great store, which is the right kind of funky to bring me back to my days as a teen perusing albums at Suto," which stands for Something Out of the Ordinary Records, meaning the old record store he went to.
Right.
"Okay. My son had gone over the Record Store Day lists and had in mind what he wanted. By the time we arrived, many were already gone. The only item he found at Siren was the Yes album. He continued to look, but was a little bummed. I myself picked up some unique Elvis Costello 45s, and then we left. I asked if he wanted to just go by the other record store in McHenry." Can't believe they actually have two record stores in McHenry. "He didn't think they would have anything, but why not? We pulled into the Vinyl Frontier, and he ran inside. I walked in to find him elated as he found almost everything he wanted."
Awesome.
"He grabbed the David Bowie pinups, the Gorillaz album, and his favorite, the John Lennon Imagine album."
Nice.
"He was thrilled. I was thrilled to see him so happy, especially about music. Records in hand, we headed home. He was happy all day telling and showing everyone his new additions. In fact, while Skylar was getting his haircut later, I thought our hair guy, Steve, was going to keep the John Lennon album for himself. Steve is a Brit import who probably owns every Beatles album ever issued in every format, and he was very jealous. Anyway, it was a great day and a great way to bond with my teenage son. As always, thanks for the podcast. Listen every day."
That's Clay. Really nice. Thanks for sharing that with us, Clay. That's really cool. And I wonder if he ran inside with Dad's credit card in hand.
So I've not been able to get my kids into physical records at all. Just
not
hasn't
yet.
Happened.
Not
but
yet.
But you've had better luck with your offspring.
Yeah, that's right. Especially my oldest is very interested in vinyl, Sadie. Although the youngest is completely in the opposite direction, very much in line, I think, with your kids streaming and no interest whatsoever in having any physical memento of any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And just sort of looks at me like I'm nuts when I go downstairs in my room.
My kids just think it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
like, why?
Exactly.
Like, why?
Yeah. But I think that's great, and obviously Clay has passed along to his son definitely some of that vinyl bug, so it's kind of cool to hear. And he also got Yes and David Bowie and the Gorillaz. That's pretty eclectic.
I also like the part where the kid is so excited about getting it that he's telling his friends too. That's right.
He took it with him when he got his haircut.
His friends either think this is cool or maybe not. I don't know, right?
We'll have to see.
But that's great. So wonderful. Great story.
Final Club.
It's good to hear that it's being passed on through the generations. Yeah, and I will say that when I was record store day shopping myself, I did see a young kid there going through stuff, and he was with, looked like a grandparent, I think. But going through stuff and was very excited to find there was a special Queen
release.
A Queen Live, I think, release that he was really excited to get. Yeah. And you know the kids today are really into Queen.
Man, so. They are. The Bish's son is way heavily into Queen. Yeah. Like everything to do with it.
So that was cool to see how excited that kid was.
That is very cool.
Even though my own kids mock me. Okay.
And I appreciate Clay sharing that with us. And I think, you know, if you something happens to you that has to do with vinyl or records and you feel like it, you know, you could either try to explain it to your wife and she's going to feign some sort of modicum of interest. Don't do that. Just tell us. Write us an email or a message.
Perfect solution.
Get it out that way.
Okay. I mentioned the new music tweet we got from Gerald Chizinski of Ontario.
All right.
Gerald says, Jim and Patrick, I encourage you to check out the song Snake Tongue. It's the new single by Toronto band The Beaches.
Okay.
Do you know this band?
I do not.
Okay. Gerald says, the band is growing in popularity. When the Foo Fighters were in Toronto last summer, they had The Beaches come on before the Struts at the Rogers Center. That used to be called the Sky Dome. Yeah. You and I know it as the Sky Dome.
He says
here 50,000 people.
Wow.
He goes on to say about The Beaches that Elton John loves them, and he included a link to a story. Elton John can't stop gushing about Toronto band The Beaches is the headline. Snake Tongue's world debut was yesterday on Zane Lowe Beats One. Beats One, that's like the Apple Music, like worldwide radio station.
Okay,
kind of
Beats
thing.
One. Got it. Okay. That. No, yeah. I haven't heard that before. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they got debuted on that. There's a song got debuted on that. And then rumor has it was Sir Elton was behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, check them out. So here we go. The Beaches, the song is called Snake Tongue.
I can't say a lot for much attention. Cause these creeps come in from
cool song.
It's kind of cool. I like songs that start out with kind of a skeletal thing, especially with like a drum machine or something electronic, and then swell into like something really soaring. I love those kind of things. It's like you could just see them building more and more. Let's have more. I love that. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I had the same thought when I was listening to it. Yeah, I like the way it builds.
Now, I need to bring something up here, Jim, having to do with Elton John.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Elton John's involvement with Watford, the English football team?
A little bit.
Okay. So in the 70s, at the height of his popularity, he was a lifelong Watford supporter. He actually became chairman of the club when they were in the lower leagues, invested some of his money, redid the whole management structure, and they got up into the first division, what is now the Premier League. And they made it to the FA Cup final in 1984, kind of under his stewardship. And he's the honorary life president of the team. He has a stand named for him. They've only been to the FA Cup final once, which is the club competition that any English football team can enter. And they're going up against Manchester City on May 18th. However, Elton John has a concert scheduled in Denmark on that night. There is now a huge groundswell of people saying you have to cancel that show.
Wow.
And be at Wembley for this second ever Watford FA Cup final appearance. You have to do it, Sir Elton. We need you. We need you to be there. So far, he has not canceled the show.
No. The show must go on. Sorry.
I don't know, Jim. I've got to stand with the other people. I say you can reschedule out and play two shows to make up for it, but you've got to be there on May 18th. It may never happen again in his lifetime. So I just wanted to bring that up.
I just want to say on this song that as I was listening to it and reading the email earlier in the day, I kept mixing up the song title with the band title.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought Snake Tongue made a better band name.
But the band's not Snake
Tongue.
No,
the band
That's the
is
name of the song.
The Beaches. The song is Snake Tongue.
Right. That's where the Sneetches were.
Let's get out of here. So tomorrow we're going to talk about Led Zeppelin.
That's right. Again. It's going to be real interesting.
You're going to like this. I'm not going to tell you any more than that. Just listen. You can also tell us again about new music. We will dedicate more time to new music if people want to submit stuff to us. Mm-hmm. So tell us what you've been listening to in the last month or so. You can call. That's what we prefer. We'd love to get your voice. 612-440-1984. Tell us about what you like and why.
Mm-hmm.
Or email rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at suburbspod. Please support the show financially on Patreon, patreon.com/suburbspod.
Yeah.
You'll get some extra cool stuff.
You should do it, people, because if we get one person a week on our Patreon, we're going in the right direction.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
But just also
help us out a little bit.
Also, just tell people about the show.
That's it.
That'd be cool.
I mean, that's a way to contribute there. It really is.
Get more people to listen to it, subscribe, do all those things. Visit our website that Intern Sam so lovingly crafts for all of you, suburbspod.com. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We can get out of here now. Move on to Led Zeppelin. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. That was just poor tour scheduling, I think.
I don't think he ever thought they would get to the FA Cup final, let's be honest.